So throughout the scriptures, the New Testament, we often have this phrase about the will of God, the will of our Heavenly Father. And we know God has only one will, but sometimes the scripture writers express it differently. And so today we have this beautiful expression of God's will, that no one be lost. And this season of Advent, this time of preparation, is just for that, so that none of us is lost. And so we ask the Lord to prepare our hearts to receive Him in all of His glory and all of His power and all of His majesty, to restore us so that we're not lost. Because without Christ, that's exactly what we are, is lost. Because what we heard from Isaiah is that the people are just like the grass. They come and they go. There's nothing to us without Jesus, but with Jesus, we have everything. And we have this, our response is that our Lord God comes with power. So He comes with power to save us. And we know that He comes in power to do battle with the evil one, to battle with the devil, and to battle the parts of our souls that are wayward, that has gone astray. But sometimes when we can easily be misled in our understanding of what it means for power when it comes to God. Of course, He is all power and all majesty, and He can do all things. But His power is not like that of the political power or business power of ambition and competition. The power of God is the power of love, which sometimes is harsh and makes us make tough choices. But at the end of this prophecy, it's a wonderful explanation. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by His strong arm. Here is His reward with Him, His recompense before Him. Like a shepherd, He feeds His flock, and in His arms He gathers the lamb, carrying them in His bosom. So these two aspects of the Father's power, so He feeds His flock and He gathers the lamb. Provision and protection. This is how God expresses His power in our lives. So He provides for everything that we need, and He protects us from everything that's against Him. And this is what we're preparing to receive with joy, like we prayed in the opening prayer, that we want to be wakeful and be joyful at the coming of Jesus, because we know that we're nothing without Him, but with Him we have all things, that He feeds His flock, and that we have the strong defense, that He gathers us, He carries us, and He leads us. So this is what we're waiting for. Let's pray for the grace, for a deepening trust, a deepening belief in this life-changing power of God, that He will provide and He does protect. Amen.